Tommy Shaw wrote three hits on that. One of them was Blue Collar Man. And though he's actually never worked, he was inspired by people who actually did work. Here's Tommy Shaw.
My father was a gas man. He was the guy that would come and put your gas light in or hook up your gas pipes. I never held a blue-collar job, but I had a friend who worked for the railroad. He and I both had these four-wheel drive vehicles, and they were all jacked up. He was very proud to work for the railroad. We would go out and just destroy our cars. One day, he got laid off, and he had to go stand in the unemployment line, and it just wrecked him. He did not want to be going for a handout. That was what was on my mind. I couldn't imagine what my father would have gone through.
That big old bass rig that Rolling Stone Bill Wyman had in 1989-1990 Steel Wheels tour was up for auction. It was appraised at $2 million. They thought they would get $200,000 to $300,000 for it, and they didn't. They only got $51,000. Still sounds like a lot, but it was the last one Bill Wyman used as a member of the Stones, part of the Music Cares auction to aid professional music people who have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic since it can't work. Other things sold at the auction to help out were Bono's handwritten and signed lyrics to U2's Love is Bigger Than Anything in Its Way. That went for $22,400. The 1961 Gibson SG guitar autographed by Robert Plant and Tony Iommi went for $19,200. There's more Bill Wyman memorabilia, and apparently you can get it for a lot cheaper than it's supposed to. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday at Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills. You don't have to go. You can go to juliansalive.com to bid. And finally, Pearl Jam are celebrating 30 years, their first show, and a special reissue is coming out. MTV's Unplugged performance in 92 came out on Record Store Day in 2019, but now will be available on CD, vinyl, and streaming on October the 22nd, which is actually the date of the band's first ever gig at the Off Ramp in Seattle.